USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is bringing some star power to his impeachment trial legal team. USA's Tim Berg explains.
The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't, and he is persuasive. He makes very good cases, very good arguments on that point. So I think that was a smart move on the part of the president to include him among the counsel that will appear in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
A huge winter storm is blowing across the country and heading east. Minnesota and Iowa were hard hit. Also, the Dakotas. Jordan Osterberg is in Sioux Falls.
We have a few inches of snow on the ground, but as cars drive by, cars are still getting stuck trying to get through. I know there's a no-travel advisory in Sioux Falls, but that hasn't stopped people apparently.
And an avalanche at Alpine Meadows Ski Resort in Lake Tahoe killed one skier and seriously injured another. KOVR-TV's Rachel Wolf.
The avalanche and the fatality had many taking extra precautions.
Like, made sure before any line I went down just see what the snowpack level was.
Three U.S. airports will be screening passengers coming from central China for a new virus that has sickened dozens, killed two, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. The checks will happen in international airports in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
15 parents who are still fighting charges that they illegally paid a fixer to get their children into elite universities could be split into three separate trials. USA's John Hunt reports.
Federal Magistrate Judge Paige Kelly from the District of Massachusetts compared the case to a recent prosecution of MS-13 gang members where the large group was split into smaller groups and trials were held one after the other for months. A final status hearing has been set for June 15th when the defendants will, for the first time, face District Court Judge Nathaniel M. Gorton, who previously made it clear he expects to get the trials done before the end of 2020. Among the parents still fighting the charges are actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giuliani. They have pleaded not guilty to fraud, bribery, and money laundering conspiracy charges for allegedly paying $500,000 to fixer Rick Singer and a University of Southern California Athletic Department official to get their two daughters special admission into the college. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
During the Friday night wildfire relief benefit concert in Australia, an original member of the Wiggles, Greg Page, went into cardiac arrest as he left the stage. Off-duty nurse Grace Jones saved his life.
He wasn't breathing, so I just went in and I did a little bit of CPR, and then someone handed me the defibrillator, and then I shocked him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.